a decision that this meeting be convened today when all of us have just arrived, so that we expected that it will be very easier to correct today, and that meeting has been arranged and communicated to members accordingly. And today we are here, we are correcting, although after a little bit of some difficulties. The meeting of today is not going to be a long one, because it has to do actually with some of the rituals that we need to undertake to ensure that we are able to function as a committee moving forward. And with these few words, I'm declaring the meeting open. And all of you, you are welcomed in our first meeting in 2011. And we hope that this particular year we are going to step up our prioritization of this particular meeting, because in many times this committee doesn't enjoy priority in many members. And we hope that this is going to be a turnaround on this particular problem, so that we are able to deal with our business. The agenda that we have today, as we have already done the apologies, the opening and welcome, and the second item deals with apologies. And we have the third item on the election of our co-chairperson from the NA, which is the main ritual that we have to do today. And the fourth item is just to afford the co-chairperson an opportunity to actually reflect on the appointment. And I think that the fifth item that we needed to talk to was the need for a workshop of the members of Parliament on our disclosure form as it is now. There is a lot of new members that have come since the election 2009 that did not go through the induction process. And also there are members, new members, that did go through the induction process in 2009, but their concentration was somewhere else because they were new members. They were actually confused, and nothing actually went into their heads. And even now as we are speaking, they are not clear about the disclosures and whatever. I think now, because they are settled, probably some workshop through will actually remove many of the problems. And also, unfortunately, there are real, serious, senior, experienced and members in Parliament that have performed part of the problems of non-disclosure in last year. It shows that also you have got those that are supposed to be experienced, but they are still committing serious mistakes when it comes to their disclosures. Then I'm actually just trying to really strengthen the point that there is a need for us to take a decision on the workshop with all the members. With that item, I think then it will be closure. Now I just want to check with the members. Are you happy with the agenda? Is there anything that we need to entertain furthermore? Remember that we don't have all the time. Mare?
Thank you, Chairperson. Item 5 and 6, it refers to minutes 4 of previous meeting and matters arising, but you don't have copies.
I think I've just gone through a redrafted program or agenda. That's why I've excluded those. That's why those have been excluded. I've just given you the agenda that's going to serve in front of us, being the opening, the second one, apologies, the third one is election of the co-chairperson, And then the fourth one, then it is an address by the co-chairperson. And then the fifth one, then it is just taking a decision on the workshop. And then it is closure. Mengo.
Chairperson, I propose the adoption of the agenda. Thank you.
The adoption has been proposed, Mama Gad. Thank you very much, Mama Gad. Second, the adoption of the agenda. The attendance register, I think, has been circulated. I've already signed it, and I hope that all the members, it will pass in front of you. Just do justice to it when it comes in front of you. And then the third item. Members will realize that we had the co-chairperson in the name of Honorable Landers. And luckily or unluckily, Honorable Landers, I think, has been redeployed in the National Assembly to another committee as a chairperson. And therefore, that opened a space in here of a co-chairperson from the National Assembly. Now, we need to fill that particular position because this committee is a joint committee. It's got joint chairpersons. And one hopes that we have got enough members from the National Assembly. We will expect that the nomination for the co-chairperson from the National Assembly will be done by members coming from the National Assembly. And with those few words, then I need to open for the nomination of the co-chairperson for the National Assembly. Dr. Mlange.
Thank you, Co-Chairperson. I nominate the name of Professor Ben Turok to be the co-chairperson from the National Assembly. Thank you.
Thanks. Honorable Mlangeni has nominated Honorable, I don't know, how do you call it? We say Honorable Professor Ben Turok. Ben Turok as the co-chairperson from the National Assembly. Is there any seconder to the name? Honorable Gornov.
Chairperson, it's my honor and privilege to second the nomination of Professor Ben Turok.
Thanks. Now we've got the second man to the name of Professor Ben Turok as the co-chairperson. Can I ask, is there any other nomination? There is no any other nomination. And honorable members, I'll take this position now to really thank this particular process that we have completed, and I hope that Professor Ben Turok accepts the nomination. And being elected as a co-chairperson, and I want to afford Professor Ben Turok the opportunity to reflect. Professor Ben Turok.
Thank you very much. I do accept the position, and I'm very grateful to all of you. And I'm very grateful to the people who left so many meetings and came here to help us with the quorum. So thank you very much. It's appreciated. One does like to finalize these things once and for all. And I'm very grateful that we have a quorum today. I also want to say that I think this committee is very fortunate. It has an experienced chair who's been here for some years. We have a very experienced registrar who has been here for many years, who knows the game, and I've had some discussions there already about the process and the policies. And we have a new whip who is a very experienced person as well. So I think everything indicates that this committee can do some serious work. For myself, I want to assure you that I will give a lot of energy to this committee. I think it's terribly important. I think the image of Parliament, both here and internationally, is a very important question. We know that in the UK they've had some very serious problems. House of Lords, two members suspended, the first time in 350 years of that, the mother of Parliament. And I understand some MPs are in prison in the UK as a result of misconduct. We have had ups and downs at times in this Parliament. I think it's our duty as the committee, and I shall do whatever I can to uphold the good public image of our Parliament. I don't want to say very much. I had already opportunity to say something in the press, and I think that was a mouthful. And I thought it important that one should say something in the public domain, and I was commissioned by the Sunday Times to produce an article for them, and I thought it's a good opportunity to say something. I've read the rules. I've read quite a lot of the material. I won't say I'm on top of it, but I'm now a bit familiar with where this committee should go and what it should do. I support entirely the idea of a workshop on the disclosure forms. These are very central to the whole question of ethics in Parliament. And so really, Chair, thank you very much for the honour, and I think I've said more than enough. Thank you.
Thanks. I think we need to give Professor Durog a round of applause for accepting the nomination. And with this acceptance speech, then Professor Durog is officially and duly appointed as a co-chairperson from the National Assembly. I was a little bit hesitant to say so before because I did not know whether I was going to accept. Yes. And then I think coupled to that, we are having, which I think we should have already done long ago, that Honorable Gornhoff initially was not a member of this committee, also has been deployed to this committee as a member. And the only thing which I think I've not been informed whether it has happened would be the other exercise of taking the confidentiality oath. I'm not informed whether they have already gone through. It has been done. Okay, thanks very much. That has been done, and they won't really have a serious problem. And also, Gornhoff would be the committee whip, and so we'll be having people that will sometimes assist the registrar in chasing us to come to the meeting, because all along I think it has been the work that the registrar has been trying to do, which is not supposed to be the official work of the registrar. But now we are having the team complete. Also, last week, maybe just simply to give an indication, is that a letter has been written to the authorities for purposes of trying to get the size of this committee to be relooked, purely on the basis of quorum, because it is very difficult, really, to get a quorum. And up to now, this committee is scheduled to sit on Fridays, and members know better on the problems surrounding Fridays in Parliament. And also, in the same letter, it is the question of trying to secure a meeting days in the middle of the week rather than Friday. And we hope that the relevant authorities will actually give a positive attention to our letter. We'll make a follow-up. And also another meeting will be scheduled if we have got some positive responses. If it is earlier, that we will inform all members on the developments on that particular area. And the other thing is that you'll remember that the decision that we have taken before about the members that did not comply and the sanction that was agreed by the committee, I think it has been implemented, and almost all members have complied with the sanction, and which means we are getting closer. Then those that have not complied, I think there were two or three last week, but it was on the basis of their ill health. It's members that have been continuously ill that when they were required, they could not be available for those days that we set up. Now, we have agreed with the registrar that because there are three, individually the registrar will attend to them and on the dates that they will agree and deal with that particular matter. Members, can we get now to the last item or the last part one? I have tried to explain the need for the workshop. And the proposal that we wanted to make was that after the elections, which we all hope that they will happen somewhere around May, but before the end of June, because by the end of June to July, probably we'll be expecting disclosure forms to be completed by members of parliament. In that particular period, between the elections and also the end of June, to actually have a workshop with members so that when they now go to their disclosure forms, they should have gone through this workshop again in order for them to be able to comply, so that we don't have the same number that we have last year of non-compliance. So we just wanted to actually get an agreement on that particular matter. As we are correcting here, do we agree that we have that particular workshop with all the members? I already count on the support of Professor Ben Turok, because he has already indicated. Is there anybody who has the problem with us organizing the workshop for all the members between May and the end of June? In the absence of anything against that, do we agree? Is there anybody who can raise their hand and say we agree that we have the workshop? Comrade Ben Turok, and then supported by Manuel. Okay, now we will check on the date, myself and Professor Turok and the Weeb Kornoff and the registrar, and see the appropriate period of doing that. And then that will be communicated in our next meeting, because we're still going to hold meetings before that particular date. Now, with the conclusion of that decision, Manoff.
Yes. Thanks, Chairperson. I wonder if it would be possible that when people come here for induction, they're given that session, but during midterm, another workshop be held, that it be something that is going to be done quite twice at least, beginning and midterm, so that people are clear, because the people who were here even in 1994 who haven't done so well as those people who came in 2009-2004. Thanks, Chairperson.
Thank you very much for that input. It is definitely correct that there are new members that came in 2009, but they have complied. And it is necessary. The arrangement, I think, initially, it has been that when a new member comes to Parliament, then through the system of the chief whip, the relevant chief whips, and the speaker, and then part of the process of getting that member into Parliament will to go through the registrar, and the registrar takes them through the whole process of disclosures. But of late, I've heard from the registrar that doesn't happen. In other words, that in these two relevant offices, you have got new officers who also don't know new appointees in these offices, in the speaker as well as in the chief whip. So then the new members that are coming are not being sent through the registrar to actually get this ritual done correctly. So you've got a lot of people that have come in, never gone through that. They don't even have the file that we had in 2009 in terms of the induction. So what we're going to try to do is that this process, why we're taking the decision today, is because it has got now, we have got the responsibility also to compile the file for those relevant new members. By now, there may be more than 30 that are here that did not go through this particular ritual. It is definitely important, but we'll also reinstate the process with the chief whips and the whips forum, as well as the speaker and the NCO and the chairperson in the NCOP, to actually close this particular process, that when a new member comes, that member cannot finish the fifth day before going to the registrar, because it is very important that every member must go through the registrar if he's new. Otherwise, it's open for embarrassment and all other issues. Thanks for your cooperation, and this takes us to the last item, to declare this meeting closed for today. Thank you very much.
Because it's a vibe of Japan.
Yes.